70 current and ex-Labour staff give testimony to party anti-Semitism investigation. By Victoria Friedman on December 5, 2019. 70 current and ex-Labour staffers have given testimony to the Equality and Human Rights Commission, EHRC, investigation into anti-Semitism in the Labour Party. The sworn statements form part of a submission by the Jewish Labour Movement seen by the BBC. The EHRC announced that it was going to open an investigation in May into whether the party, led by far-leftist Jeremy Corbyn, had unlawfully discriminated against, harassed, or victimized people because they are Jewish. The Jewish Labour Movement, which has been affiliated with the party for a century, has asked the Commission to look into Labour's handling of anti-Semitism investigations. In recordings uncovered in April 2019, Mr. Corbyn was heard to have admitted that evidence of anti-Semitism handed to the party may have been mislaid, ignored or not used. The JLM submission says anti-Semitism in the party has become pervasive. The group wants Labour to admit it is institutionally anti-Semitic and that it must reform. Details of the allegations in the submission seen by The Guardian include victims of anti-Semitic abuse. One individual detailed that they had experienced 22 incidents online from Labour members and in person at party meetings. Some of the abuse included being called Zio scum, a Tory Jew, a child killer, and being told that Hitler was right. The submission also alleges Corbyn's office interfered in anti-Semitism disciplinary processes, saying it was a frequent occurrence for staff from the leader's office to ask to see copies of complaints and to give recommendations on disciplinary actions. Jeremy Corbyn denied the accusations, saying, "I do not interfere with cases and it is an independent process." The 70-year-old socialist added, "I deeply regret that there is any anti-Semitism within our society and obviously I regret the way in which some people have been hurt by it." The report comes as a former Labour minister told Labour voters to vote Conservative in the December 12 election to say no to anti-Semitism. Ivan Lewis quit the Labour Party last year over the party's handling of anti-Semitism, saying he could no longer reconcile my Jewish identity and current Labour politics. The now independent MP said in a statement at last week's hustings for the Jewish community. A Kindertransport survivor and long-standing supporter asked me in view of the threat posed by Corbyn to support the Conservative candidate in Barry South. "In this election, I have spoken to many Barry South voters who have told me the priority for our local community and country is to stop Jeremy Corbyn becoming Prime Minister. So today, I'm asking the thousands of voters in Barry South who don't think Corbyn is fit to be Prime Minister to vote Conservative. Many will be voting Conservative for the first time and it will require much soul-searching. But it is the right thing to do." Mr. Lewis is the third former Labour minister, after Tom Harris and Ian Austin, to tell traditionally left-wing voters to back Boris Johnson. Last month, Mr. Austin had told decent, patriotic Labour supporters to vote Tory because Corbyn was unfit to lead the country. At the end of November, the UK's chief rabbi Ephraim Mervis said that Corbyn was unfit for office over his handling of anti-Semitism in Labour since he took over the party. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.